गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियवर्जगाचार्य अस्तोत्र सत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडराचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियवर्जगाचार्य अस्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा Can you get me the book? Where is the book? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा सो कंटिन्यूइंग रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 12 क्रिएशन ऑफ द कुमारास एंड अदर्स एंड टुडे वी हैव टेक्स्ट 31 तेजीयसाम अपि हि एतान् न सुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरो यद्वृतम् अनुतिष्ठन् वै लोकाक्षेमाय कल्पते तेजीयसामपि हि एतान् न सुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरो यद्वृतम् अनुतिष्ठान् वाय लोकाक्षेमाय कल्पते तेजीयसामपि हि एतान् नासुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरो यद्वृतम् अनुतिष्ठन् वाय लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते तेजीयसामपि हि एतान् नासुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरु यद्वृतमनुतिष्ठन् वाय लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते तेजीयसामपि एतान् नासुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरु यद्वृतमनुतिष्ठन्वाय लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते माताजी प्लीज तेजीयसामपि एतान् न सुश्लोक्यां जगद्गुरु यद्वृतमनुतिष्ठन्वाय लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते तेजीयसामपि हि एतान् न सुश्लोक्यं जगद्गुरु यद्वृतमनुतिष्ठन् वाय लोकक्षेमाय कल्पते Tejiyasam of the most powerful Api also he certainly etat such an act na not suitable suslokyam good behavior Jagadguru, O spiritual master of the universe, Yat, whose Vritam character, Anutishtan, following, why, certainly, Loka, the world, Akshemaya for prosperity Kalpate becomes eligible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhayacharna Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation Even though you are the most powerful being, this act does not suit you because your character is followed for spiritual improvement by people in general. Purport. It is said that a supremely powerful living entity can do anything and everything he likes, and such acts do not affect him in any way. For example, the sun, the most powerful fiery planet in the universe, can evaporate water from anywhere and still remain as powerful. The sun evaporates water from filthy places and yet is not infected with the quality of the filth. Similarly, Brahma remains unimpeachable in all conditions. But still, since he is the spiritual master of all living entities, his behavior and character should be so ideal that people will follow such sublime behavior and derive the highest spiritual benefit. Therefore, he should not have acted as he did. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Hare Krishna. So, very unique example from Srimad Bhagavatam. Supreme, powerful being in the cosmos, Lord Brahma, he is acting in a way which is kind of questionable, and the sages, they are trying to understand it and relate with it and deal with it. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhitam. It's a Paramhamsa Samhita. It's not meant for ordinary living beings. But by mercy of the devotees, we have access to them. And therefore, since it's Brahma Samhita, Paramhamsa Samhita, it sets very high standards. And there are different pastimes which give different lessons. So in this one, the lesson is that no one is free from effect of material energy. But in the purport, it's also mentioned that Brahma is impeachable in all conditions. Unimpeachable. Thank you. Yeah, so Brahma's position is very unique, and that's why the sages, they are approaching this incident with great respect, so that they don't make any more mistakes. So it's a wonderful lesson for all of us to learn from. And also, not only that, understand the spiritual culture, how things are dealt with. Because If it was probably happening today, probably it would be in the newspaper, maybe on the social media, and everyone would be talking about it and stuff like that. But you can see how the sages are approaching this in this situation. So there is lots of things to learn from. But I was wondering about a good point for us to understand is, why is Brahma unimpeachable in all conditions? So if one can understand this point, then one will understand how to deal with this situation here. Now, just in the same chapter further down, would anyone like to make a guess why it says Brahma is unimpeachable in all conditions? We have heard in the second canto lots about Lord Brahma. So, in text 48 in the same chapter, he says, Brahma is the personal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the source of transcendental sound and is therefore above the conception of manifested and unmanifested. Brahma is the complete form of the absolute truth and is invested with multifarious energies. So Brahma's position is very exalted, and we can see even the act he performed. I remember there was this question about what kind of body Brahma has, and Archita Prabhu mentioned that Brahma doesn't have a gross body. So it was only in his mind. He only thought about this act. And it's interesting how Marichi, he's actually born from his mind. I believe from the previous text, it's mentioned Marichi is born from the mind of Brahma. So if you wonder how exalted these personalities are, Marichi, Brahma is only thinking of it in his mind. And Marichi can understand it. And so he's pointing it out. So it's very exalted beings dealing with this situation. But still, the Bhagavatam is giving us lessons to learn from. And since it's mentioned in the purport to help us understand, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of sun. Sun evaporates water from all kinds of places, even filthy places. But sun is not infected by evaporating water from filthy places. So it can give a little bit of idea how Brahma is not affected. Brahma is unimpeachable in all conditions. Now, if we go a little further in this chapter, of course, we can also remember from the previous text that Brahma, he immediately gave up his body. So, if we understand, for ordinary living entities, it is not possible. And in that sense also, we can understand Brahma's exalted position. So, but still, the point is, the point that the sages are making now is that that because Brahma is the master for the whole universe, so he also has to set a personal example for people to follow. Because people in general, they would follow, but if they see there are some things unacceptable, then they would not follow generally. So, and not everyone will be able to understand why Brahma did this. But here it's mentioned, Brahma actually, because he has this service for creating the universe, then what happens is from his body, even after quitting the body, from there were two living entities that came. And one is Manu, and that's a man and a woman. So Manu, and then there is this lady. And it's mentioned, Srila Prabhupada mentions that because they are born directly from the body of Brahma, then they are not like considered brother and sister. And so they can help Brahma populate the universe. That's Swayambhuva Manu and his wife. What's her name? Huh? Satyarupa. Yeah, so they both carry on this service of populating the universe for Brahma. And this point of being an ideal teacher and setting the example. So there are many examples for that, but we can see even when Lord Krishna comes to the material world, he personally sets these examples, sets these standards to follow. Narada Muni visited Lord Krishna in Dwarka, and there he received him with great respect, worshipped him, and presented himself like his servant. So there is the whole culture of this. And then Krishna personally, he took a spiritual master to set an example that others can follow. Like everyone has to find a guru who can guide him in the spiritual journey. So that's a very important point. And that's why the sages are saying that Brahma's behavior has to be ideal, so people in general, they can follow him and make spiritual progress, make spiritual benefit by following him. Lord Chaitanya himself, there is this one verse. He says that he will teach by his own example. Apani Achari. Where is the verse? Sorry. So Lord Chaitanya, he comes to teach by his own example how to perform bhakti. Apani karimu bhakta bhav angikare, apani achari bhakti sikhaimu sabare. So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking, I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Yeah. So the Lord, he comes different times to set the standards and to teach people how to progress, how to make progress in bhakti, in spiritual journey. And we can see but still, even there are just understanding like extraordinary behavior also at the same time. There are many things which Krishna did which are kind of unique in the same sense, socially probably not acceptable. Like one of the things is who was the first demon Krishna killed? Okay. Putana. So she is a woman. So generally a woman should not be killed. And even when Krishna killed Putana, he was like, he didn't want to kill her. But he was like, she forced him to do that because she killed so many innocent children, so Krishna had to do something. Still, it's mentioned that Krishna, since he like the cows, he liked milk. So it's mentioned, a further detail on that is, I heard in a talk, is said that Krishna only took the milk. She came to kill him with poisoned breast. So he only took the milk. Who took the poison she had on her breast? Lord Shiva. So this Sunday is Shiva Ratri. There is a big festival arranged at the temple. And what did Putana gain from that? So Lord Krishna, at the same time, she came to kill him. But this is how you can understand extraordinary living beings. She came to kill him. What did she get in return? Because she came in disguise as a mother. So Krishna actually accepted her as a mother and gave her such a high position, like a maid servant of Mother Yashoda, which is not easily attainable by any living entity. So this is how sometimes acts of great personalities, they are not easy to understand why they are acting in such a way, and therefore we need guidance from advanced devotees, advanced personalities to understand it and to approach it. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam has a great importance to help us understand these things. Now, there is a couple of other scenarios that I can remember. Is Arjuna speaking with Krishna. One of the arguments of Arjuna not to fight the battle was that he would not fight because he do not want to kill his superiors who are respectable, like Bhishma, Dronacharya, his own guru. How can he kill his guru? So Arjuna was like that, but then Krishna said, you have to fight. This is your duty. Another scenario I can think of is where Rukmi, when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini Devi, so Rukmi followed him. And Krishna was going to kill him. But then Rukmini interfered, and even Balaram questioned him that, hey, he's your brother-in-law now, you cannot kill him. So he left him. But then, can anyone guess how was Rukmi killed and by whom? By Balaram, yes. Why did he kill him? Yeah, he was in the gambling match. Balaram defeated him, but still he was like, no, he won. And then even there was like a, what you call it, Akashic voice, Akashvani. And even that said, no, Balaram has won. This guy, he didn't want to accept. So Balaram had to deal with it. So there are many actions like that, which are not easily understandable, and therefore one has to approach Srimad Bhagavatam, great personalities. There is one more that I think of is when it was Ashwatthama. Arjuna captured Ashwatthama, and then Krishna, he asked him, you've taken a vow to kill him. Now kill him, what are you waiting for? Can anyone guess what did Arjuna do? Yes. So Arjuna, for a moment, he was in difficulty because he has taken a vow to kill him. If he doesn't kill him, he has to kill himself. So he's in a precarious situation now. And Draupadi, she is saying, you see the exalted character of Draupadi. People talk about women don't have much importance in spiritual scene, but you can see Draupadi, she is saying that you cannot kill him because she gave reasons. He is the son of your guru. He is a brahmana. And she said that I am a mother. I am already going through so much suffering because he killed my sons. But I don't want to go. I don't want to see his mother go through the same suffering. So then Arjuna, he had to come up with something so he can resolve the whole situation and everyone is peaceful and satisfied. And that's what he did. He disfigured him instead of killing him. So I was thinking of the point. It's Brahma mentally thought it and he gave up his mental body. What can devotees learn from this? The devotees may have offensive mentality or made some mistake. How does the mistake start? It starts from thinking about it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Bhumsa, Sangaste Shupajayate, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kama Krodo Vijayate. And then there is a whole sequence from anger like that. So, first point to understand is Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa. So, one starts from contemplation. When one starts to contemplate on it, then it leads to further things. So, the most intelligent thing Brahma did it, he stopped it at contemplation stage. So, that's the first thing where one can. If someone may ask, how does one protect oneself from? Because in material world, no one is immune to influence of material energy. Everyone can make mistake. So how to deal with it? That's the procedure to deal with it. One has to stop it at first stage where one starts to think about it. Because if one doesn't stop there, then it'll lead to the whole sequence. And further, it says there, this is text 262. Then in text 63, he explains, the two texts explains the whole sequence, how from contemplation, one thinks of actually doing it and like that. In text 64, it says, Raga Dvesha Vimuktestu Vishyan Indriyescharan. Atma yasya vidyatma prasadam adigachati. So, one has to become free from these tendencies, and how is that possible? Is by following these regulative principles of freedom. And what happens when one does that? They achieve the prasadam. Who wants prasadam? Everyone wants prasadam. So, that's another point I thought. But we can also think of the life of Brahma in another manifestation. So, Lord Brahma, when Lord Chaitanya came, it's mentioned in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a wonderful description how Brahma, he also took birth when Lord Chaitanya was appearing and he came as Haridas Thakur. But it's mentioned because he made a mistake of thinking this cowherd boy Krishna, he had a little doubt if he's actually the Supreme Lord I worship or not. So it's mentioned, just for having that doubt, he had to take a yavana birth, a birth in a low family. But still, Krishna gave him the status of, as Lord Chaitanya, he gave him the status of Namacharya. So he set an example for chanting the holy names of the Lord. And he was chanting 300,000 names a day. And he, as Brahma, as Haridas Thakur, he was approached by Maya Devi herself, and he was not distracted. And then there is another incident where one envious person, Ramachandra Khan, because he was born in a Muslim family following this Vaishnava culture, it's like a big problem in their society. So Ramachandra Khan, and he was becoming popular, becoming envious, he hired a prostitute to, you know, make him fall down. But the prostitute ended up following, chanting Hare Krishna. these kind of things happen also. But it's mentioned because of that mentality, because of that offense of Ramachandra Khan, he got in a big trouble. Lord Nityananda, he visited his house. And you know, as a like a respectable social person, he had Durga Mandap in his house. You know, he worshipped Durga. And like a nice person, sometimes nice persons do these kind of things also. So Lord Nityananda, he just presented himself there without any invitation. And Ramachandra Khan didn't even show up. He sent one of his servant, and the servant tells him, what are you doing here? This is house of such a wealthy person. And he's like a minister. And, you know, like saintly people don't go to houses of people like this. What are you doing here? You should probably go to the forest, or, you know, he mentioned some things. Pretty much showing disrespect to Lord Nityananda. But Lord Nityananda didn't consider that anything. But what he said is that, yes, you are right. This should be a place for meat eaters, not for saintly people. So he left. He said this and he left. And straight after that, Ramachandra Khan, he fell into trouble with the higher ministers, with the government. And there was some tax problem. They came and they just like smashed his whole house. And his whole career was finished. So it's this aspect is also there. So therefore, we can understand when Brahma comes as Haridas Thakur, he's setting this example of following the orders of Lord Chaitanya. So we can also take all these lessons, but as practicing devotees, we should also remember this instruction that one has to, if one wants to be immune, one has to become a pure devotee. But while one gets there, one has to stop any kind of these kind of mentalities in the first stage, because then it's very easy at the contemplation. And it's very easy by hearing Bhagavatam, by chanting Hare Krishna. If a prostitute who came to make someone fall down, she progressed. A person who really wants to progress, takes it with a good intention, they can definitely progress, right? So these were some of the things that I taught. But briefly, we can also see most recent example is Srila Prabhupada. Everyone taught, even disciples, other his godbrothers, disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, used to think, how is it possible that bhakti can spread all over the world? And but it's predicted, so there should be some way for it to spread. So Srila Prabhupada showed a great example in himself and how he inspired so many people all over the world to take to this this advanced culture, practicing bhakti and perfecting one's life. So by his mercy, we have this opportunity. But there is one verse, I will conclude with that. There is one verse that Prahlad Maharaj quotes. Nesham mati stavad uru kramangrim sparshti anartha apgamo yadartha mayasham padarajo vishekam nishkinchananam navrnita yavat. One can become free from all kinds of anarthas by taking the dust from lotus feet of a pure devotee, nishkinchana, one whose only shelter is Lord Krishna. So, thank you very much. It's time. I guess we can stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.